Radio Show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision Radio Show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Vision radio show. It's 8 o'clock in the morning here on the West Coast. Today is July 26, 2017. I was just thinking about how it's been almost 2 years, I think, that I've been on the radio now. Today we have a friend of our show who's a Northwest activist who has really been active behind the scenes. You don't know her. She knows everybody, but very few people know her. So I am pleased that Nancy Newell is a friend of our show. Thank you, Nancy, for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
It's awesome to have you. I know that you've been busy. You were on just four months ago, and you've still been busy. Your mission in life is to close down the Columbia Generating Station, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, there was... And affected my life. I lived through the Three Mile Island accident, so I'm still around. I'm almost 70 years old because I eat organic foods, and thank goodness we live in the Northwest where people really care about that. And I want everybody to know there's no need for these nuclear plants, absolutely none. So if we keep running them, all we do is kill off the opportunities of the future generations. Why do we do that? And why do we cause so many cancers in workers now that have finally been reported by the workers in the state of Washington this year?
Why don't you tell us about that? What happened?
Well, the thing that I think really catalyzed them coming out honestly about how they're suffering is not only is it the horrible healthcare costs that they can't even pay for, and the fact that they had a near meltdown. We were just lucky. It was a miss that we didn't have a meltdown of that nuclear plant on the Columbia River called the Columbia Generating Station now, which was originally part of the Washington Public Power Supply System effort to build five of them. And it was phrased as a meltdown by one of the lead whistleblowing groups in the country called the Union of Concerned Scientists, Dave Lockbaum. And he toured our area to all the public power 28 entities to lecture them on how they should close that plant and why they should close that plant and how easy it was to do. And he reported that was not reported in December. He only could get the information until it took till April of this year to get the information, even let people know to start taking precautions to hold back cancers that are going to explode in this area. So why do we keep running this plant?
Well, what you're saying is that there was an additional massive amount of radioactive contamination that was released into the air in December of 2016?
Ian Fairley, through Mimi Gurman, a local activist as well, traced it. They have the graphs, and we could not figure out what was causing such a dramatic surge in radioactive levels. And you're talking so significant, so many cancers. And we finally got the report through Dave Lockbaum of UCS in April that they had not reported publicly that there was a near meltdown. And you're talking exposed rods, those hot rods. We all know what they mean now. And you're required to report it. And there was a failure on the part of the owners of the utilities. They should all be put in jail.
They did not report it, so they did not report this?
This was not reported to the public.
How much radioactivity went into the air, and how far is the exposure?
Oh, well, it's in the waters. It's in the air. It travels across the world. I mean, I really couldn't give you miles on that. But we know from Fukushima, we have to be on guard. They're testing in Hawaii. They're testing here, and we are not getting the numbers. But we know that it can affect that seriously with that bulk of water, the oceans. You're talking about juvenile salmon in the Columbia River already dying off from just flushing the radioactive water from this plant operating right into the Columbia, where the juvenile salmon hang out. That's their favorite spot because it's the coldest part of the river. The wells that come up there, the springs. So,
And, the whales come all the way into that river?
There are wells there, they're, you know, the springs, the natural springs are underneath the ground of the river.
Yeah.
And that's the coldest water for them. They love that. And that's right where they flush out that
the
when they're filling the rods with all
wells.
That water.
Yeah.
They just dump it right there. Yeah. Yep. So every day they operate, they're creating all kinds of awful messes. And they
unnecessarily
know it.
Too.
Yeah. Because
why,
that plant is not
is
needed.
Their motivation
we do
pure
not
money?
Need that plant.
Is it just pure greed, pure we don't give a crap what happens to anybody? We're just going to, it doesn't matter what anybody says. I mean, is that all it's really about?
Unfortunately, I'm going to pin this on the males. I think they're so scared. They just clam up and huddle together. You got 28. These are public utilities. All they have to do is keep the price good. You know, because the reason that... the President Roosevelt put this in, this whole structure for Bonneville Power and the Northwest being electrified, was so people had the convenience and the ability to create jobs, and it was, just a brilliant idea. So all the responsibility is of these public power elected, popularly elected people, and the ones that are general managers, is to keep the price down. And they've done just the opposite, and they've covered up, and they've told lies. And they don't listen to the experts that come in. Dave Lockbaum came in, gave them all
so
the details.
So Dave's work
why
should
they
be. Dave Lockbaum is from the Union of Concerned Scientists. We could probably find those links if I Google it right now, right? I could probably find the links. What would this? What would the report be? What would do you know the name of his report?
I don't have it in front of me. I'm sorry.
But it was in April, so we could probably scan for Dave Lockbaum.
April. You'll find it.
April of 2007. Okay, well, we'll go to the Union of Concerned Scientists and look for their latest articles. But let's get back to this. So there was a near miss, and we had radioactive exposure, untold amounts out there. And then in May, we also had untold amounts in the collapse of these tunnels out just 10 miles from the Columbia Generating Station.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what caused that? What caused the event at Columbia Generating Station? What caused it?
Lack of malfunction of what are they called? Not is the partially the transformers and then the electrical equipment that switches things over. Some of those switches were not functioning properly, so it came down to the bare bones of one last section that could possibly stop because the rods had already been exposed at least a foot. Hot rods with no water cooling it. So that's how you are partial meltdown. And so luckily, the last few remaining working things prevented it from going into full meltdown, but the releases had already happened to the air and to the water. So, I don't know how you explain to people partial meltdown, but definitely causes a lot of cancer and kills off plant life, goes into the soil, goes into the air travels around the world. This is very serious. Dave Lockbaum is very careful. I worked with them, UCS, years ago during the whole Shoreham building of that nuclear plant after Three Mile Island on the north shore of Long Island, New York. And he's the one that came out with the reports. So finally, he was able to do that and get the full information so they couldn't say, no, that wasn't true or that wasn't true. But did the operators report it? Did the people that are responsible to the public to report it? No. No. They wouldn't let the workers reveal it. So the workers finally came out with all their cancers.
Wait a minute. What did you say they would not let what?
The workers talk about it publicly. They just pulled them off the site. They did some things at the nuclear plant to reinforce workers coming into the plant. But, you know, and to document all that, it would probably take a year to get people to tell the truth. It's just horrifying what the responses are to the critical situations that we all know exist. We've had too many things happening around the world that we fully know how dangerous it is. And yet in the state of Washington, the way they handled this, the governor should have been on this, should have been notified. He wasn't, you know? I mean, it goes on. And he has been notified. Our governor, four governors of the Northwest said close it over 10 years ago, and they refused to do it. Bonneville was responsible, too, because they can't meet the market test. And they still can't. And they've been operating this whole time. We're coming down with scram. And every time you have a scram, there's excess radiation spewed again. So we're just operating really good money for private hospitals and insurance companies.
I read this. This was a story a few months ago. It was called, called Columbia Generating Station, NRC Special Infliction of Self-Inflicted Safety Woes, April 13, 2017, by Dave Law. I read that. I've talked about this. This was really interesting. I mean, honestly, it is egregious amounts. But you know what happens, and you probably experience this yourself, because I know I do, is people just blank over. They just expect us to accept that these nuclear power plants are going to spew out poison, and there's nothing that the government's going to do to stop it. And, you know, tough. I mean, it's a shock. I think if we got millions of people to say no to nuclear, it would shut down.
I'm not sure, because the powers that be that control the operation of it, I don't know what their mental illness problem is, but they really need some kind of examination, because they are actually murderers. I consider them killers.
Me too. I call them murderers myself.
You have the responsibility to report the truth, and they don't. And they keep together the 28 public power owners, except Seattle has pulled off, and as fast as they can. But they don't talk much about that plant. And big deal that they pulled off, and we've got renewables. It's easy now. We're so there. We don't need any of this keeping producing horrible stuff. We can get off coal overnight. And, you know, they all say, well, you know, otherwise you have coal and global warming. People think that is, you know, a problem that nuclear doesn't cause. Well, it does. You manufacture fuel rods, all the processes and treating the waste, all the transport, all the involvement. You don't add that to global warming emissions? Come on. I mean, it's endless.
Okay, listen to this from Dave's article. Listen to this few minutes. This is what it's one sentence. It took about 13 minutes for workers to go down to the RCIC room in the reactor's building basement and reset the mispositioned valves to allow the system to be properly started. In that time, the water level inside the reactor vessel dropped about a foot as it boiled away. 13 minutes, a foot.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah. So are people talking about it? Is the governor, are the four governors, you know, the ones that were courageous?
You know why they're not? Because of this last sentence. This is why. The operator still had several hours to restore makeup cooling water flow before the reactor core started uncovering and overheating. It still left 162 inches or 13.5 feet of water above the top of the fuel in the reactor core. So people feel comfortable with that. Like, okay, so there's an emergency. We just run down there and we fix it. The thinking is really murderous. It's really, you know what it does remind me of? Remember that guy that kidnapped those three women and had them chained up in their house for like 10 years or something? It's kind of like that, that everybody just ignores the crazy guy doing, well, who knows what's going on there? I mean, you know what I'm saying? This is insane.
Yeah. Yeah. It is.
So what have you been doing to actually, is what can we do? Because this is a thing, you know, we call up there and they don't even answer the phone calls. They will say hello and then, oh yes, let me transfer you. And then it goes nowhere. Or you leave a message and nobody up at the Bonneville Power Station.
Oh, the Bonneville Power Administration offices?
Uh-huh. They basically just ignore every phone call.
Yeah, I just went there about 2 weeks ago, right? Right to their headquarters. And I was going to demand that the administrator do what he was told to do by four governors. This has been going on for a decade, where the administrators are ignoring the dictum that they have to close that plant because it doesn't meet the market test. And the market test is it's the most expensive electricity in the country. I will repeat that. It is the most expensive electricity in the country. Not to mention all the waste problems. There's no place to put the waste. So I went over to the administrator's office with my flyers, and I wanted to have a conversation with him, and the guard stopped me. The security at Bonneville is huge. And Senator Wyden's office is directly around the corner in the lobby area, that he can be reached right there. But the administrator called up the person that I knew that I was going to get in, and she unfortunately had stepped away from her desk, so I couldn't get in. So I went over, and they said, well, Senator Wyden is sending down a representative and would like to talk to you. So we sat on a little couch right near where the guards were that had refused to let me up there, and I told the fellow what was going on, how there was a scram, how there was radioactive releases, how the workers are loaded with cancer. And he took the flyer I had, the assistant, and he gave it to Senator Wyden, and the guards overheard this, and they said, what happened at this plant? And they started listening. So they're going to put the buzz to all the security in that building that they're subject to cancer and they are subject to a meltdown. So that changed the whole attitude of the guards. And I still didn't get up there because the administrator made sure he wasn't present. So, you know, I mean.
So you did not get even in to see Ron Wyden's representatives?
Oh, yeah. The fellows came down from the elevator. We sat on the couch and we talked about it right in front of the guards.
So good. He didn't bring you into the office. You talked publicly.
Right.
You were not brought into the inner sanctum.
Well, I really didn't need to because the effect that it had on the guards
was way better.
You better believe that word is all over the place. And they looked at me like I was a hero. That changed the whole attitude of the guards. They wanted the information. Yeah. So actually, it worked to the better that it isn't in the closed offices of the senators.
Yeah.
He's been responsible for closing it. They should be hollering and making the governors holler and do it, enforce their legal right, and they're not. Especially with Robert McCullough's report. I mean, he just proved how much we have available. California is in excess capacity. I visited my dear friend in California that was the chair of the Sacramento Municipal Utility District, and they closed their nuclear plant before we did. And he and his wife had two young children, and they had to have security guards around their house for 2 months because they were threatened with their life being taken away. And
who threatened them?
Anonymous people. You know, they really never traced it. They didn't bother to trace it. They just got protection. So I visited them, and they reported that this is the success stories that are happening all over the U.S. The nuclear industry, you know, Westinghouse has gone bankrupt. They're responsible for most of the new nuclear reactors and the proposal for new ones. So they've gone bankrupt worldwide. Yeah. How's that for a fact? Ronald Reagan was the voice. Too cheap to meter with nuclear power when we were on Long Island. Oh, yeah, you really proved that over history. And you went senile from some of the radiation exposure, you know.
So the whole thing about how, in fact, the whole Ronald Reagan thing is when they really sold the nuclear power facilities, because prior to that, there was a lot of evidence. That's when they were starting to kill the nuclear power industry. You know, he came in and really pursued it. I mean, it was a lot of facilities. Like now, this is one of the big dangers against Trader Trump is like he's authorized all these small nuclear reactors. He's authorizing more nuclear. He's leaning into nuclear bigly, as they say, you know, as he would like to say. And the nuclear power, what's it called? The Nuclear Waste Policy Amendment Act of 2017 is a, do you know about that? It's a disaster. I mean, it's basically giving complete 100% authority to the people who are handling our waste to not conduct any studies, to just put it wherever they want, and you lose your water and air and local utility rights. Too bad, Dad. Pesky little regulations gone. And no congressional oversight. And by the way, start paying us right now from that fund you have, whether they have facilities or not. That's the bottom line of what these guys are doing. Murderers. Yeah, and they are murderers. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and Trump was in New York, of course, making his money and cheating all over the place and filling with rats in his building. Young children were getting bit by rats and getting rabies, and he didn't care. He never took care of it. He got public money to build some of those buildings, and he was always pro-nuclear, always. And he experienced that accident like everybody else did from Three Mile Island. So he knows, and he is a crazy man in the presidency again. That's what we have. And, yeah, he will spend money all over the place, steal from our Social Security, steal from all kinds of things, and we should get him out and have him impeached immediately. So I hope that happens. But he's another like Reagan, you know, I don't know. I don't know how the American public can even stomach. It was not a popularly elected president. The election was rigged with the software.
You know, this is how I think Americans like him. They hated Hillary Clinton so much. She represented pure, complete corruption that people forgot that he was friends with her. I mean, really, literally, this whole thing, the whole tweeting, it's all about diminishing the United States. His job was to go in and bankrupt America. But first, he has to destroy our reputation. He has to make everybody anxious. I mean, the collapse is coming. They've been talking about it. And these acts, these amendment policy acts, are to the government's not going to be on the hook for this. That's why they're doing it. And no one's going to be responsible. And it's going to be screw off everyone. It's kind of like
well, don't
Trump
give him
did.
More. Yeah, well, don't give these people more power than they have. I mean, the people did not turn out in groves to vote. That's number one. Number two, they were cheated because the software, and this has been reported, not in our press, but world press, that the software that was used in the states, he won the electoral votes. He did not win the popular votes. So the software they used gave him illegally the electoral votes to pull it off.
It's true.
Pull the fraud
I mean,
off.
But doesn't Greg Palast,
that he's president.
People can go to gregpalast.com and read about it because Greg is very unbiased because it goes on both sides. Like he documented Hillary Clinton stealing it from Bernie and scrubbing voters. He documented what happened. This is a thing. This is a pattern in our country. And it really does relate to how we even deal with this nuclear, like the Columbia Generating Station. We get nowhere.
Totally.
We go up there. You can knock on the door. You can actually go and make, like you did, you made an appointment. I've called up to the Bonneville Power Station so many times and just attempted to talk to them. Yes, we'll call you back. That's what they say. Oh, yes, yes. Thank you very much. We'll call you right back. And then you never hear from them. And then you try to call them and you can't get through. Like you going up there, you made an appointment. And you made an appointment and she stepped away from her desk. What does that tell you?
Oh, no, I didn't make an appointment because they wouldn't give me an appointment.
Right. But she's
they
gone.
They would not give me an appointment.
Right.
I had a friend that I could meet with who is responsible for energy efficiency. Wonderful woman. And she just happened not to be available at the moment that I showed up at the door and the guards, you know, kind of stalled me off. So she probably thought I didn't make it. And it was close to lunchtime. She may have gone out to lunch. But, it's almost impossible to get an appointment. It's almost impossible to get him to talk about it. But I got it confidentially, the information that he is terrified what's happening with that nuclear plant. And he wants to do something about it. But he's terrified also what may happen to him, or he'll be just the fall guy for whatever does happen.
What's his name?
And this guy, guess where he came from?
He who?
The administrator. He's appointed.
Tell us his name. I forget.
He came from Enron Corporation.
What's his name, Nancy?
Maines. Elliot Maines.
Elliot Maines. That's right.
Yep. And you think that someone from Enron, anybody, he's appointed, that he should be at the head of the single largest electric grid in the world? From Enron? Excuse me? That's what Enron wanted, truly. They wanted the electric grid, and then they wanted the water. They wanted control because they had dams, and they thought they could get control of our water in the Northwest and then into California. And that's what our mayor is doing right now, making the infrastructure debt held by Chase Bank that we bailed out, instead of the money, federal money, getting it from Trump, who's holding back the money for the infrastructure repair. I mean, Trump is cashing in for all the worst corporations and thieves in the world. So this is happening right here in the Northwest, and people don't even know it. And you go back to the nuclear.
So you're saying that the federal government is withholding funds to fix what's going on at the Columbia Generating Station?
Yeah.
Well, essentially?
No, this is for the water. Cities have old water for their public drinking water. You know, the pipes. Ours are 100 years old. They've been putting it off. Politicians don't like to add expense to water bills because then they're thrown out of office in the city of Portland. That's one thing where the people will really react. But so they went instead, this mayor, a state treasurer, passed a state legislative law that a private investor could own the commons of public water and put interest on our bills. The banks make money. The very banks that we bailed out now make more money. Chase Bank, right there, right across from CH2M Hill, which is responsible for the cleanup at Hanford that never happened, right? And is also now responsible for our infrastructure repair and way overcharges, and was kicked out of New Orleans by Food and Water Watch and the people of New Orleans even during Katrina because of the awful job they did on the levee that led to the flooding made worse.
CMH2 is the organization that did the levee?
Yes. And they were kicked out by the public vote.
And this is who the DOE... Now, is this the DOE who's hired them or at Hanford, right?
No, this is water. It's a different area.
God, I get all confused by all who owns what, like the tentacles of this is just because it's so complicated. So who oversees
that? The federal government made it the commons, what they call it, the people's commons.
Right.
The people own the pipes and their water systems in most of the cities in the U.S. And Food and Water Watch has won 60%. No, excuse me, has won, I think, all their cases across the U.S. already on infrastructure being taken over by commercial banks that charge the interest. The public does not have to pay that interest. We've already put aside, we've paid into our bills to plan for that repair. And all they have to do, all our mayor has to do is tap it, and he's refused to do it. And this is, as state treasurer, he got the law changed, and now he's our city council mayor. Who, by the way, just swam in the Willamette River to prove that it's clean this past few days.
Great. We'll watch him get the flu in the next few weeks, and in about 5 years, he probably has cancer. I mean, it's really ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, well, I mean, this is the issue
here.
That's
another office. Yeah.
You survived. See, you're kind of a testimony to why they say that it's not that bad. As you say, you're 70 years old. You're healthy. You've eaten a good, you know, you've kept yourself well. You made the right choices. So you survived the nuclear catastrophe at Three Mile Island. So you're kind of their testimony that it doesn't really harm you. Now, have you any of your family members been affected?
No, that's not the case because I have to take supplements that are very expensive. I have Epstein-Barr virus. You know what that is, which they say is the kissing disease. Well, it's also the radioactive disease. You get a compromised immune system.
Oh,
you
were affected.
Yeah.
And that developed after your exposure to Three Mile Island.
Right.
And does your doctor acknowledge
I'm a documented, victim of Three Mile Island and have never gotten any recourse for the exposure.
Did your doctor say in your medical files it was caused by Three Mile Island?
They say radiation, yeah.
They do? Wow, that's not very often.
Well, you know, we have the lead naturopathic college in the world, in the country here, located in Portland. So we have these honest, wonderful people that will not be afraid to make the connections and say something about it. So, you know. I've gone on a path. I've left New York and gone on a path that has led me to help the governor here, who personally thanked me for helping close the Trojan nuclear plant, had me in her office. And, you know, I did a different process than people had put out the initiatives, hoping that that would close the plant. And I did agree with the governor that we'd have to close it quickly or we'll have a meltdown. It would be meaningless, you know, the other efforts. So I did depart from most of the environmental group's decision, and I made the announcement that the chair of PGE has worked out a situation after they failed at the ballot box on the initiatives to close it, that they would, Barbara Roberts would have make sure that Trojan is closed, and they went about doing it. And Christine Irvin, who was head of the DOE, was appointed as the assistant on energy efficiencies and alternatives to the U.S. DOE. She was that influential, and now she's back in our city and on six boards, Christine Irvin, and she is not really getting involved in the closure of this plant. So I don't understand that. But Governor Roberts did thank me personally after all this took place, and I took the risk of my friends considering me, you know, kind of a traitor, and that let their process, the Wilsons, don't even talk to me, you know, with the Solaflex. They put all that money into that ballot measure. So they contributed my effort to the failure of the ballot measure, which wasn't the case. But, you know, when you get the whole state voting on us doing something, there's a lot of people in this state that are very stupid about nuclear, and, I mean, the public power entities still continue. And one guy from one of the public power groups said to me recently, well, you know, Fukushima never would have happened. We would have, those guys just rode bicycles between those three plants. And we would have stopped at least one of them because we drive SUVs. And he had visited the site of that disaster. Can you imagine that? Somebody that crazy?
So are you saying that they were basically saying it wouldn't have happened if they would have had SUVs to drive from plant to plant?
They're called Energy Northwest, the 28 public utilities that own the plant.
And no.
He was one of the, He was one of those people that.
Yeah, but he's one of those people. He literally said that, like, he really believed that. He was not being facetious.
Yeah, and here he has this responsibility to the public to do the right thing. And he's bringing it up at a meeting of Energy Northwest. He came because I made a speech. I made a 5-minute speech. And it was perfectly logical, easy to do, stop the health issues. And now the workers are coming public, so it should make a huge difference, I hope. But yeah. Yeah, it came up to me. The gall of this guy. Totally ignoring how much radiation he was exposed to, even making the trip. I mean, this is pathetic. So I just told him, well, you know, you better go to your doctor because you're going to have cancer real soon.
You know, Nancy, I think that's kind of it. I think people are just like easing into this idea that it's so catastrophic that we all know something's going to happen. Lives will be cut short. We're not going to have long lives like our grandparents did. Our children will not be as healthy. And I think that's why people have really just given up. Like, they don't want to get engaged in it, you know, because if you do get engaged, you're beating a dead horse. The people who are in control ignore you. ridicule, you do what they can. Then you have like these environmentalists, like even Dave Lockbaum, right? He's the reason that we have half inch thick containers. As much as he considers himself an anti-nuker, he has a lot of influence and he has endangered our country. So this is why there's people like on YouTube that get seriously, they get rattled. They're like, these people, they're mad, like even at 350.org, which me too. I think that that's outrageous that these so-called environmental groups are telling us that nuclear is a good way to lean on it. Let's build a nuclear, get off coal, and then we can get off of nuclear. I'm like, what? So
yeah, that became the trend in the environmental groups, and a big part of that was the climate action group out of the state of Washington that won't talk about the nuclear plant. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
But this is the point here. That's the outrageous. And I think this is why people click out of it. Do you know what I mean? Like you and I, we're doing everything that it's kind of like we're throwing spaghetti against the wall to see what sticks, right? Like you have the thing that I love about you, it's too bad we don't have any visuals on your handouts and the information. You don't have a website or anything like that, do you?
No, I work with all the people. No, because it's fatiguing. You know, I tried to do a Facebook thing, and I don't have time because there's so much that I have to be present at, to witness and to report, that I don't have time to keep up with Facebook. But I have a friend that's a bee master, and she is living in Southeast, and she took on Monsanto. She's now got 62,000 hits on her site, just on one issue alone, on the bees. And so we're going to do a Facebook thing that will probably generate quickly that amount. And phone calls are going to be flooding into Bonneville Power's phones and the governor's, because the governors are controlling this guy. They can get him out and they can get somebody in that will do the right job. The failure of these four governors is miserable, horrible, and they have to act. There's no excuse for the governor of Washington, especially, to act on this. Workers get better jobs, healthier, aren't going begging for their health care coverage now because the regional director of their health care plan, that's public plan, is not being provided to them for their health care. The regional director in Washington recently refused them health care. Can you believe that?
Wait, so they're refusing to give health care.
A lot of the workers are getting really mad.
At the Columbia Generating Station?
Yes.
They're refusing to provide
the ones that work on the waste.
They're not giving them a health care plan anymore. They decided, no,
that
we're not going to do it.
That woman cut off their coverage. She cut off their coverage. This was a
couple
months ago.
Why?
There is no answer. There really is no answer. The only
that's
answer
what
is
we should
that
call about.
That's
outrageous.
I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. I mean, there's a whistleblower letter I have from a Hanford worker. They're scared, you know. That's
it's
a
murder.
Reaction.
It's actually really, it's inhumane.
I'm amazed I'm still alive. I am. I am amazed alive, but I'm going to keep going. I don't care. You know, you're just not going to get away with this. This is something that my nature was revealed early on when I rode a tricycle. My aunt took a picture of me riding a tricycle, and I went down the sidewalk, which is quite long in our front yard. And there was a little bump at the end, and I would thump down, and I would bump my seat and fall off, right? So instead of stopping, I did it 24 times to prove that I could get it to fly over that bump and land flat. Well, that's me.
Well, good. Good. We need that
to know. You
know,
you'd be in an accident like the Female Island accident. Huh?
This is outrageous about them not covering their health care and the governor cutting off the health care plan for the workers at the Columbia Generating Station. And that's part of
And the waste, the people that are working on the waste and that collapse where they remove the workers.
Oh, you mean also at Hanford? Is it also Hanford? Are you talking?
It's all at Hanford.
Two different ones.
All the workers. Okay. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And it's.
Oh.
So, And. You know, I mean, we've got whistleblower letters. I mean, certainly the momentum to close this thing is huge. And the opportunity. I mean, I didn't get to say this, but I just got the report from my friend that used to be head of, he's retired now, but he still works with solar energy and advises people out of California, including San Diego, and even the Navy has solar ships now. You believe that? Solar ships going all the way up to our border and all the way across to Wyoming, where Warren Buffett, that owns our Pacific Power here in Portland, has all those coal mines. All that area is now fully covered electrically with energy efficiencies and alternatives of solar and wind and newer experiments coming out and actually into fruition and operation, which I'm just trying to track. There's so much going on. So you try to close the one end, and at the same time, it is just expanding so rapidly they can't keep up. And David Freeman, the fellow that was appointed by Carter as the head of the Tennessee Valley Authority, because even though Carter supported all the garbage and misinformation that came out of Three Mile Island reports, he also started getting David Freeman power to change the whole operations of all those nuclear plants in Tennessee Valley Authority. And then David Freeman moved to California, and he's a big part of, as well as my friend, the changes to the California energy system, as well as the Governor Brown down there. So why is the Northwest so reticent? There's tons of money in waste. CH2M Hill is rolling in dough, and they're corrupt. They are totally corrupt. Now they give them our water with having them be the contractors in our drinking water that we get. What is that? What's wrong with this town? They get in Enron. They've got Warren Buffett now controlling electric. What is wrong with this town and these officials? So there's so many different levels to this, trying to stop this plant, and that's the reason it's operated 44 years. But every answer is there. It's easy to do. It creates jobs. It creates a healthy economy. We are the 90th worst percentile out of 99 of operating nuclear plants in the country.
Oh, my gosh.
Arjun Makatani reported that.
You know what's really scary about that? We're like right next to the most dangerous nuclear facility on the planet. It should actually be the best one.
Well, and the nuclear waste, you won't be able to treat. Who's going to treat the waste? Robots? Who's going to go in there and treat the waste? And when they're not even, you know that Trump pulled the money for treating the waste at Hanford? Did you know that?
Well, that's because of this new, yes, I did. And it's tied to this. They're counting. They are literally counting on this bill passing, the Nuclear Waste Policy Act, because then the government won't have to pay for it. They're going to give it to private contractors. That's why he pulled the money. I mean, they're moving ahead. And I've been begging people for a couple of weeks to please call, please call, please call. But this is probably the most serious thing that we Americans are going to be sorry they ignored and didn't make those phone calls to stop this act, because you are going to lose your water rights, your air rights. They will be able to pour nuclear contamination into your water and not even have to tell you. Right. And you will start getting sick.
Yeah. Well, the Union of Concerned Scientists had a conference call yesterday all across the United States about all this and how very important it is to stay very active, very vocal, very visible through this whole process, because we do have the power to change this at our level, in the state level, the county levels, in spite of Trump. And we have stopped him on quite a few things, even though he has illegally put in people into office in Congress. So don't give up hope. I'm telling everybody, don't ever give up hope, because we have virtually killed off Westinghouse. They've gone bankrupt. And we are able to do things still very massively. And the public is all willing. They understand now how easy with renewables it is. So, you know, let's just move on it and stop putting these corrupt multinational corporations in our city, in Portland. All our officials, the Democrats especially.
Well, you know what? This is the thing that people need to connect. I pulled up Dave Lockbaum's story that you were talking about, and it's in this story that talks about this self-inflicted woes, the one that I read. That what he was talking about in this is there in the early mornings on December 18th, the station stopped generating electricity and began generating problems. So you know what happened on that very same day in the early morning hours of December 18th was an earthquake at that site in, the Northwest, 5.1. It was 5.1 kilometers deep, and there was a magnitude 0.8. So there was rumbling underground, not enough to make it. 0.8 rumbled. So there's been no connection to these earthquakes and the problems at this facility. It is it's incomprehensibly negligent for no one to talk about.
A lot of people have reported not only the faults potentially, but how many more there are under that plant, and also the diminishment of the concrete containment walls of that plant. Army Gunderson has pointed out time and again that is not sufficient in an accident to stop a meltdown because of the bombardment of the heat and atomic propulsion into that concrete. The walls are so thin. So there's every reason for governors under public health and safety to close them and get together like those four governors did. There's the market test and there's the other. What are they waiting for? Why, if they want to be Democrats in office, why in the world don't they do something? Get off your dime. For heaven's sake.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people like me. I'm sort of a Dem-exit. I don't believe the Democrats are any different from the Republicans. I call them Republicrats. Honestly.
That's a cop-out.
Yes, it is.
We have responsibility as citizens. It doesn't matter the title of the party. It matters what action you get done. That's all.
They are the ones in office. That's what my point is. It's like, it doesn't matter what party they are. But they still have a responsibility to do the right thing, period.
That's what I'm putting right in their face every day. You've got to put it right in their face every day. And that's what we as citizens, we can't just sit back. We know this. We know how many mistakes have been made by both parties. That's why Trump is in office. I mean, come on. This is no joke. We'll just keep doing it as citizens. If you're a citizen in the world, and I told my daughter this, you act. You don't just sit and take it. You take the risk, no matter what the risk, you act, which she is doing. But it's foolish for people to think that they are not part of that responsibility chain, and it doesn't take a lot. It doesn't take a lot. So let's get it done. That's what we have to as fast as possible, get this done.
And we have to really push back. It's not enough just to say and to complain, because honestly, they've been lying to us for 70 years on it. I mean, Ronald Reagan sold us, this stuff is good and clean. I mean, we've been buying the Kool-Aid for a long time, but now it's coming to roost because these containers are getting to the point where they're going to start leaking.
This is
why the government wants to sell the waste, though. This is why with this Nuclear Waste Policy Amendment Act of 2017.
They're back again. Sure.
It's out. I mean, we really do need to call the House this week and call your representatives. Schrader, he's out in Newport. He represents Newport. He backs this thing. He was a co-signer on the 17th.
Right.
I mean, I called Pete DeFazio's office, who's my representative, and took some time to explain it to him. And I also faxed Donna Gilmore's little point sheet about this waste act to all of the Oregon representatives. Because this is outrageous.
What people have to do. This is what people, I've done it. Yeah. This is what people have to do every day. Well, something.
We have 10 minutes left. What are you up to next? What's still on your agenda now, Nancy?
Mainly getting that plant shut, and that's a huge job right there. But also making sure I get off.
Do people go with you? Do you work with any groups up there near there?
Well, then I went to the big. You have a big bike event with 12,000 people participating, four times over the summer in different parts of Portland.
Oh wow!
So I went to the event in the park, and I wanted to do a test survey on what people knew about this plant. They don't even know it exists.
Right.
They think it's because we closed Trojan, they think it's all over.
Right.
So I had a dramatic poster picture of a child with a DNA strand coming away from the nuclear plant with radiation on its head. That got their attention. So 200 people are going to call the administrator this week. And they were going to do it. We did it there, but they don't have any recording while they're closed, which they should, because they're a public safety entity. Who do we reach when there's a meltdown? Who do we reach? There's a huge issue. That should be shouted in all the government city councils throughout the Northwest. You know?
I don't think they're going to tell us that there's a meltdown. Honestly, I don't, especially at the Columbia Generating Station, because it is on the Hanford Station and there's such secrecy, the people of Kennewick will just lock their windows and keep their trap shut and say nothing. And I'll bet you 2-1. Yeah.
Yeah, they did that, but the word got out anyway, because we have all the network for alternative media, like cable, to get the word out. And people do listen, and there are a lot more listeners coming in. So, you know, I mean, there'll be those people that say, oh, well, whatever, we're going to die, you know. But, yeah, there still is a lot of networking that goes on, in spite of all that, and it's public.
And people are really, honestly, there's a flow. There's a lot of people who, like, there's the gentleman who took over my Friday show, Barry Prince, and he'll be on tomorrow, actually, I think. No, he'll be on this Friday. He has a show called The Big Puzzle, and he's taking over my Friday slots. He's in Canada up in the Northwest, and he's very interested. And he was like me, citizen scientist. He has a more, I think he grasps the science way more. I sort of don't, as you can, people who listen to me interview can tell. But I think every drop counts. Like on the YouTube channels, there's YouTubers. This is how I got into it. Kevin Blanch was a vlogger, a YouTube video guy ranting and raving about Fukushima. And I'm like, thank God. At the time I met him, I thought nobody was active, because you don't hear about all these quiet activists. Like you said, there's hundreds of people, hundreds of groups around the country, and we're not connected, because it's really not, it takes up time. As you say, we don't have time to connect. We have things, places, like Donna Gilmore, she listens to the NRC call-in meetings because they're in the middle of the day, they're working, and most of us are doing the same thing. We're at work. I can't listen to them. I can't participate in that. So it takes everybody
doing
what they can.
Yeah. Yeah, they're having us work longer hours, too. No vacations, practically. You know, the situation of workers across this country, we should have a 4-day work week, like France. We should.
Yeah, like in Italy. Italy gives you, a month off when you get married, and you get, 5 months off when you have a baby, or a year off. I mean, across Europe, they give people, and the owners are like, yeah, we want our workers to be happy. They deserve to have a good life, so we don't mind paying a little bit more. We're still rich. They don't care. I mean, the whole attitude is quite different. But, again, we're being poisoned on a daily basis by nuclear, chemical, the food. I mean, when, you know, people walk into fast food places, you know you're putting stuff in it that's going to make, at a minimum, disrupt your hormone system. I mean, that is a minimum of what it will do. But what it does is it suppresses female hormones in women. It suppresses male hormones in men. And that is at a minimum.
Guess who's the big public relations for getting off nuclear power? Pope Francis.
Francis?
The Pope came out with a statement in 2015, finally. You want me to read the quote?
Sure.
In the face of possible risks to the environment, which may affect the common good now and in the future, decisions must be made based on a comparison of the risks and benefits foreseen for the various possible alternatives. Some projects can profoundly affect the quality of life of an area due to very different factors, and that is the effects of nuclear energy use. So I've got that around to all the churches in Vancouver, the Catholic churches. Mm-hmm. So I've distributed tons of literature over there to put pressure on the Vancouver PUD. You know, you just do what you can. And people can do that. They can talk to their PTAs. They can talk to the schools. They can talk to they're public officials. They can get on the radio. You know, it works. And let the public know. You know, people, a lot of people shut down, but a lot of people don't. That's why we've got whistleblowers and some responsible people.
I am adhering to the idea that people are going to stop being silent because silence is complicity. You know, it's like, to me, it's kind of like the idea there's good cops, bad cops. No, there's not, because the good cops keep their mouth shut about the bad cops. That's why none of them go to jail. And in my view, that makes them all bad cops. Until there's accountability, it's the same thing with these political parties. That does not mean we have to just give in, though. And I think people are beginning to find their voice again, regain their power, believe in themselves, and believe that we have an ability to affect our culture for the positive, not just the negative. We can actually make a positive change, and it really does begin with every little drop in the bucket. Each voice matters.
Well, it's happening. You know, Seattle is getting off. You know, Swan got elected, and a lot of the Portland labor people helped her get elected in the city council. So Seattle is getting off the grid. But they've got to say close the plant, too. They've got to say that. And we're trying to get them to say that resolution as well. And I talked to the mayor here, and hopefully it's going to come out pretty soon. Close the plant. So we're just trying to build the momentum. But people know about radiation now. If they don't know now, something's wrong with them or they're in denial. But, yeah, it is moving. There's no question.
And we don't really have a choice. This is why they're doing this Nuclear Waste Policy Act, though. They want it to kind of go away.
They want
us not to talk about it. And if they don't tell us they're spilling and contaminating, it's like one of Trump's first things was to allow them to start pouring chemicals into rivers again. We're not hearing about river spills anymore. They're still doing it. But the way we'll hear about it is 2 to 3 years down the road, little kids are going to start being very sick. Just like it was in the 70s.
Yeah, but you have wonderful people that get 62,000 hits overnight practically on her Facebook release of information on the bees and on the nuclear power situation.
What's her name?
Kim Davis. She's been an activist for years.
She's
the one that keeps the mason bees. Our mason bees are threatened. And she got 6,000 more. 72 organic farms are now involved in saving the mason bees with her special methods. And they're very simple. Anybody can do it. So the mason bees are essential. They are 7 times the pollinator of any other bee. They don't stick. And,
really?
They don't produce honey. Yep. Yep. We got these beautiful, beautiful bees. And she's reconstituting the whole system in spite of radiation, in spite of all the other stuff. So we can do this. And on a positive note.
I agree. And we can do it. And there are solutions. And we can remediate the radioactive contamination. Once we put our minds to it, there are ways to do it. I mean, we do know about the microbes, you know, phytoremediation. There's electromagnetic, you know, there's things that we can do scientifically that are just not being done. For whatever reasons. But
well,
that doesn't mean we can't push it back.
It's not talked about or reported, but the whole communities are very active. So that's the case. And we're going to keep on that path. They're not going to stop us. Life regenerates life. True life regenerates life and protects life. So
that's right.
I deeply believe in that. If I didn't, I would have killed myself years ago. But
well, we're glad you did kill yourself.
Whatever.
Because really, you've made a difference. It does matter. What you've done matters. You've had effects on people.
Yeah. Yep. So, and I don't like, you know, where you get credits and titles. And I don't need any of that. I've been very fortunate in the career I had because I had a wonderful labor activist as the union leader who made sure people got well paid and had time to do environmental work. And that's what I did.
So that's awesome.
That's what I've done throughout my career. And I don't want titles. I don't want any of that. I mean, I met with the governor. I've done what
I need.
We just
need the Columbia Generating Station shut down. Hey, so look, we have about 40 seconds. You've been listening to Nancy Newell. She's an activist from the Northwest. Thank you, Nancy, for joining us. I encourage everybody to put your courage feet on.
Thank you for your program. It's very important.
Well, thank you. And put your courage feet on. Take some action. And we will talk with you guys tomorrow. And it does matter what you do. Talk to you later.